This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The heat is on, and some people are feeling it. Lots of heat stroke and heat exhaustion happening in many areas in the country, especially in Texas, where they're getting up to 117, even 119. I spoke to a friend of mine today, and they said, "Oof, we are not only worried about tornadoes, but in the meantime, we are melting." It is about the record heat. It's also about a sub that was a Titanic tourist submersible that's gone missing. It's a race against the clock for oxygen that's left in trying to find this group of people. But first, as we submerge here on this show with me, Kate Delaney, hey everybody, we go to the record heat and those crazy deadly tornadoes. So, sweltering during the day and then people unfortunately trying to pick up the pieces from a massive amount of tornadoes. There was one deadly one that tore through Mississippi. I know we got a lot of people listening there. I checked in on some people today. One person was killed, 18 injured from those storms. And I say this all the time, and it just amazes me. Every single time I look at the damage from these things, I think of the swath. I think of how it hits and how people sometimes are just not aware of what the storm can do or that a tornado is coming their way. 20 to 30 homes majorly destroyed or affected by the tornadoes that on Sunday night swept through a part of Mississippi where they weren't expecting it. Jasper County was one that got really hit. 17 tornadoes were reported in all over the weekend. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, too, Alabama, Florida, Oregon, and Colorado also saying that they were hit by some tornadoes. Now you got this flood watch that kicked in late on Monday from Mobile, Alabama to Pensacola, Florida, where massive amounts of rain came down. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain slamming already saturated areas. And you know what that means. You got to head for high ground. And then you've got the South just baking. I mean, baking. In Del Rio, Texas, 111 degrees. In Louisiana, parts of Louisiana, 97 and above. My peeps in New Orleans, oh, I feel you, 107 degrees. 113 in Houston. 117, I mentioned already, not just in Dallas, but in Austin, Texas. Kingsville may have got it the worst. I know they pegged out at 119. The relief and the problems, of course, the problems happen when people are trying to get cool and they jack with a thermostat. Enough people do that, combine that with businesses, and especially in Texas, with already problems with the grid, whether they want to admit it or not. And the concern is how much usage could actually end up tanking parts of the grid. It didn't happen. It hasn't happened. But there are warnings about being careful about that. Wow. So you have all this weather kicking in. You have stories of survival and sad, sad heartbreak in some cases. And then we have on the other end of things, you know, we're in the hurricane season. You have a tropical storm, Brett, forming that could pass near Puerto Rico as a hurricane. You know, they've been hit a couple of times later this week. It's already formed over the central Atlantic. I just looked at a weather pattern there, and they are talking about how it's strengthening. And by the end of the week, when it goes over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, there's a real possibility of that. Now, we have people listening to the station in the Virgin Islands, so exactly what to do there. Thursday into Friday morning, Brett is forecast to move just north of St. Lucia. So the National Hurricane Center, their forecast or prediction is that Brett's going to pass south of Puerto Rico on Saturday as a Cat 1 hurricane. Now, the forecast can change throughout the week. That's the whole problem with that. You start looking at these spaghetti models and, you know, it looks like tiny wires going in different directions. That's the best way to put it, across several different directions on a map. And this, you know, could be one that strengthens, but it's just too early to tell. But you have the ocean temp that's up to 5 degrees above normal. So you start to get that sort of bathwatery effect, and then it hits the atmosphere a certain way, and that's when the disaster can hit for sure. And speaking of disasters, terrible about this Titanic tourist submersible that was really cool looking, and the whole idea of being able to do that and take people down to actually be there touring the wreckage of the Titanic would be so tempting for people with a lot of dough, time to do it, and wanting to be able to have that experience. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But the submersible did not submerge. So it was overdue. It's a thing by OceanGate, this submersible. And it prompted Coast Guard to search for this 22-foot, 23,000-pound vessel. Now, on it, it's got life support to sustain 5 crew members for 96 hours, and that's what they have on there. It would need to be rescued in 3 days to save the 5 passengers because they're running out of time. It's a race against the clock. You think about this, 14 years it took, more than 200 dives, 3 submersible designs, the company now in a desperate search to recover this amazing piece of equipment they thought that they had that's carrying these 5 people that's gone missing off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada. And so far, no luck. I mean, the whole focus is on the people, is on the crew members and of course, their families who are frantic to know what's happening there. And this submersible, Ocean Gate submersible, was able to reach the Titanic wreckage, and it's called the Titan. So they've obviously tested it, done it before, and just to give you a sense of it, you're talking about carbon fiber and titanium that can reach the depth that we're talking about, over 13,000 feet, and it, you know, the Titanic is at 12,000 plus feet under the surface. So you were going way, 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 way deep, obviously. And there's just limited room on this to move or to stand. And it's 9 feet wide, 8 feet tall. So that's why you can't take that many passengers. They have to sit on a subfloor inside this tube. And it's got these electric thrusters that move it through the water very slowly, 3 miles an hour. But the bottom line here is I can give you all the details on this amazing piece of equipment, but this amazing piece of equipment is missing. It's absolutely missing. So massive concern over this. Now, any of the travelers on this, you had one billionaire on it, would have cost anybody who jumped on it $250,000. So the push is on with the Coast Guard and others who are trying to, you know, do what they can. I mean, what's the viability of Titan's rescue? And it depends on, of course, I'm sure, the location of the submersible. Wow. And looking at the video of it, I can see how some people would think, wow, this would be just an amazing thing to be able to go down there. And now, hopefully, they'll be able to rescue those people. They caught a really big fish, but a shark ate the profits. Next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
To look forward to the man cave plus the mailbag coming up. Boy, you were all over the place, and thanks for that, because so many of you had plenty to say about what is happening, not just politically speaking, but about other things that are going on in your neighborhoods, so to speak. But we're going to talk about a big fish right now. Right? I mean, that's the object when you're going after prizes, is to reel in the biggest fish. And, of course, bragging rights and everything else. But it's beyond bragging rights when you're doing this for a living and you are all about getting out there, getting the big one. So there was a 619 pound specifically, blue marlin that was on the hook. This is a fishing tournament in North Carolina over the weekend. So imagine the fishermen on the boat sensation. They thought they landed the whale of a tail at the 65th Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament. Ever try to reel in a marlin? It's worse than having 500 pounds of weights fall on your arms. I mean, seriously, it's incredible, the feeling. So this was in Moorhead City, North Carolina. And couldn't be more excited. They knew they were over the 500-pound mark. They knew that this was going to be huge. And when the tournament officials went to weigh the marlin, they found a chunk missing from its side, a little chunk, but enough of a chunk that it didn't count because it had a shark bite on it. This is bite marks, and that's a disqualification. So the captain of the sensation, Greg McCoy, told the Washington Post, "It's a tough pill to swallow. It's the final hour, the final day. We fought him for 6 hours, and we thought we bagged it." But the fish, they say, was just mutilated too much before it landed or boated, and it was disqualified. And that's the rules. I even looked it up. I saw it somewhere, but I looked it up to make sure that I understood what this was about. The International Game Fish Association, there's an association for everything, says a fish is ineligible to win if it suffers damage prior to landing or boating You know, you get him on, boom, the line, he's in the boat that's boating, caused by sharks, other fish, mammals, propellers, because that can happen with propellers, that penetrate the flesh in any way. Because they would have really hauled in $3.5 million in prize money. Whoa! That's a little bit of a game changer. So instead, $2.77 million first prize went to the boat called Sushi. They reeled in a marlin that weighed 484.5 pounds. Yeah. So Sushi was happy about that, but obviously the other one, the other captain and the crew from Sensation, not happy about that at all. You know, there is a lot of money in fishing when you do that, when you're out there and you know it, and you know the system, and that's what you do, and you do it for a living, or you're just a gamer. You go out on the weekends and you've been competitive, and you're competitive, 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 and you really get it. I've had lots of conversations with people who do it for a living, and it's fascinating to me how well they know the waters, how well they know, of course, navigating to wherever they're getting, and can just read the systems and know where the fish, or believe they know where the fish are going to be. Me, I'm just dropping a line and I'm praying, please, please, can I get a bite? Just anything, just a bite. Never have I reeled in anything of that substantial size that they reeled in. All right, this is something that's been talked about now a lot during the day. So I got to bring it up here. If the former president, Donald Trump, who offered a different explanation Monday as to why he didn't return classified documents he took with him from the White House, he said he was very busy and he didn't have time to separate them from his personal belongings. He made the comments in an interview that he did with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer on his show, Special Report. And Brett was asking him, why didn't he just, you know, return them? He said, because I had boxes. I wanted to go through the boxes and get all of my personal things out. I don't want to hand that over to the National Archives yet. I was very, very busy, as you've sort of seen. But then Baer read from the Justice Department's June 8th indictment, which, of course, charged the former president with 37 felony counts of mishandling national security information and obstructing justice in not returning them. More than 300 classified documents were recovered more than a year after he left the White House, most under subpoena, which, you know, happened last June during that crazy FBI search in Mar-a-Lago. And Baer asked Trump, he said, according to the indictment, you then tell this aide to move the boxes to other locations after telling your lawyers to say you'd fully complied with the subpoena when you hadn't. And he said, before I send boxes over, I have to take all my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things. And we know that he pled not guilty to the charges in the June 13th arraignment in Miami, but now he's agreed not to discuss the case with his co-defendant and the former White House valet and potentially dozens of witnesses the Justice Department plans to bring in the case, because on Monday the federal judge issued a protective order barring Trump from having access to discovery evidence in his classified document case without a lawyer present and from sharing the information with the public or the media, you know, because there's that tendency to put it out. And this is normal. This would be normal behavior in anything connected to classified documents, but especially it's unique territory for a former president. So, you know, what the very busy comment, will this be something that is seized upon when this case comes up? And I've done some more digging on the case, and the timeline is so important because, as we know and we've talked about, look, when you look at the polls, and polls can be wrong, but when you look at the polls, head and shoulders, Donald Trump is above everybody else on in the Republican polls. There is nobody that has surfaced that is even close to him. The former governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, may be the closest, but not that close. Nobody else you can pick from anybody else that's out there has come that close to, yeah, I would, this is who I would vote for president. So the timeline of that case, the push will be to have this all happen before November, and that's a speedy trial to get that to happen. But now you're talking about these classified documents. If it doesn't happen and then you get through to the beginning of next year, there's no way that this can happen in the middle of all that, in the middle of all the election stuff. So this is about timelines. This is about this court system and classified documents and you know, ultimately how quickly that happens. But you're not going to see anything come from Trump. You're not going to see, well, this is this, and none of that is going to happen, especially now after Monday and after what the judge ruled. And always there'll be some lawyer that will be there to make sure of what's happening there. All right, I'm going to bounce around to something else that I think is just so tragic. And, this is the no drone zone, and I know there are amazing things that are happening. I know people crushed it over the weekend, and it was Father's Day and spent time with fathers or grandfathers or father figures or just remembered fathers. But, you know, and I've said this, my father died when I was 8, and I can still savor moments and see pictures and remember amazing things that that he did with me, where he took me out of school when we lived in New York, and he said, "Don't tell your mother," and I was like in kindergarten, and took me to the Statue of Liberty. And so it was like our little secret, and I never said anything. It was great because it was like my first time to play hooky when I was in kindergarten. Who knows what he said to get me out of the class, but that's what he told me when we got into the car, and then we drove away from the school. So you think of the families and the connections, and this is such a sad story. 5 friends, all under the age of 21, were killed in a car crash on Father's Day weekend. This happened again Friday, after a driver ran a red light, slammed into their car in Minneapolis. Moments before the crash, a trooper saw the speeding driver on Interstate 35, but the driver exited the highway before the trooper could get the traffic stop. Went through the red light and then crashed, and then that, you know, that was it. Before their friend's wedding in Minneapolis, how sad, how awful is that? The 5 were pronounced dead at the scene. That's the kind of speed that we're talking about. My, oh, my. Coming up next, A to Z, as we hit the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and China are working on stabilizing ties, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels is the best way, and ensure that competition does not veer into conflict.
Blinken expects more U.S. officials to visit China soon. Severe weather is affecting the Southeast as millions of Americans are under warnings from the National Weather Service. Excessive heat warnings and advisories span from Texas to Louisiana. Louisiana following dangerous weekend weather. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms will continue tonight. Michelle Obama wants you to register to vote in honor of Juneteenth today. The former First Lady said in a tweet that there's no more meaningful way to mark the day celebrating freedom. Former President Obama also marked the holiday that celebrates enslaved people being freed in Galveston, Texas in 1865. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Your emails in, so let's get right to it. This one was from Doug, listening to us in New Orleans. He says, Kate, it is a wet, soggy, scary one here in one of your favorite cities, but we'll survive. We always do. I'm going to switch gears and ask you about what happened with Blinken and the Chinese president. All of a sudden, in a meeting, I heard you talking about Blinken going over and all the things that were being addressed, but I think that was kind of a little bit of an impromptu meeting. Bingo, it was. You must have seen something on it. So President Xi and our Secretary of State met, and there was that moment where they shook hands in front of photographers. So what happened was, I think that it was something that just all of a sudden was thrown together, meaning they weren't necessarily confident that there was going to be a meeting there, but then it turned into that. So President Xi supposedly had a pretty candid and constructive discussion, and Blinken said he appreciated the hospitality extended by the host in the meeting, and he stressed that direct engagement and sustained communication at the highest levels is the best way to manage the differences between China and the U.S., and that way you don't veer into conflict. And you heard the same thing from Chinese counterparts. So they agreed. I love this one. They agreed on the need to stabilize our relationship. That sounds like marriage counseling. We agree to stabilize our relationship. So seriously, that's the way he worded it. And added this, which I'm glad he said this, that there was no illusions about the challenges of managing it. Because, of course, we're worlds away on issues that we do not agree with the Chinese, with the Chinese people. And it is a complicated one for sure, but diplomacy is what he's saying, and that's what they're emphasizing as well. And, of course, one of the main things is Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine and what North Korea is doing, their rhetoric, their actions, all of that, the Taiwan Strait and the concerns over that. And a few other things, too, as well, would have been thrown in there. But they were the major ones, I think, that was part of what was discussed. Let's put it that way. You know, and you think about it, 50% of commercial container traffic goes through the Taiwan Strait every day. 50%. 70% of semiconductors, do we need semiconductors, are manufactured in Taiwan. So if there was a crisis and they were offline, so to speak, that would have massive consequences for every country in the world. Something you don't even think about. But you know the importance of semiconductors, so that relationship is important. So, Doug, great to bring that up. It is significant. You know, what's the whole thing about keeping your enemies close? Yeah, that's what I would say. All right, let's go to this from Al. Kate, been a long time. Thought I would reach out to you. I saw the thing on that Titanic wreck and the submersible that was going so far down, you know, over 12,000 feet is where the Titanic is. Can you imagine? First of all, it would be amazing to be in that and to be going around the Titanic when you think about the Titanic hitting the iceberg, the stories and the history there. But now to have that missing would be incredibly dramatic and scary. And who knows what's happened and will they be able to actually find this tube, because that's what they're in, a tiny tube, basically, in time to rescue the people. Will they even find it? Yeah, you know, you're talking about crazy depth, as you just said. So 96 hours of emergency oxygen, that's what they've got. And now it's way less than that. You're talking about a handful of days. It's about beating the clock and finding it. So that's what's so difficult, because you're talking about how far down you know you have to be able to go and be able to focus on this. You got a Coast Guard C-130 aircraft. That's the first thing I thought about. What do they have in trying to pinpoint this? You got a Canadian P-8 as well. They have underwater sonar capability, because of course that's what you're going to need, and they're searching for the submersible. You have another C-130. From the New York National Guard, they're going to join the search, or they have actually already joined the search, and you got a bunch of commercial companies that are also helping. Anything that can be out there is what they're out there with the sonar that can help. And, you know, this is disastrous, of course. This was exciting. This was an opportunity, but to be able to analyze the changes surrounding the sunken ship, the coral reefs, the decay of the ship's metal, you know, all that stuff. But now you're talking about several people who were passengers who shared posts on social media ahead of the trip, including Hamish Harding, who is this billionaire British businessman who was one of the people. He had an Insta post on Sunday talking about how severe weather had made planning the voyage pretty difficult, but they finally got a weather window and were able to do that. And so far, no word on any of this, that they've found them, that there's pinging, that there's anything happening there. And they just, you know, they have a 3D scanning map, and I'm sure they'll look at that and they'll look at where the possibilities are, but whew, scary. All right, Al, so good one. I think just stretching our imaginations and thinking about that is something. All right, this one is from Max, who says, Kate, boy, I feel for those people in Mississippi. I looked at some of the damage. Of course, it's everywhere, but when I heard what happened, and I know that you always talk about whatever's going on in the weather, and I really do feel for those families. I mean, hopefully more of them didn't lose family members, because as you say, it's about human life, but then you got to pick up the pieces, and there are no pieces really to pick up in some cases. Some of these tornadoes are just frightening. They are frightening. I said that, you know, when you look at the base of the tornado or how a twister suddenly pops up and you're in the middle of it. You know, you're in survival mode is what the deal is. And there's a place called Perryton, Texas, and it's a small rural town. It's in the panhandle of Texas, very close to the Oklahoma border. And the population is less than 10,000. Everybody knows everybody. And they had a tornado where they all know the stories of the 11-year-old boy, of searching for one missing person, of trying to account for everyone. And it's just terrible in looking at the wreckage that was left behind. And even just trying to find anybody, trying to find people that were missing. I mean, 200 structures demolished by the tornado that hit hard and fast. And, you know, it was all about trying to you know, get the debris out, trying to find the people. I mean, because in a small town like that, I mean, these are people you volunteer with, you go to church with, you break bread with. You know everybody in a small town. You know who you're searching for. And people talked about having to survive and trying to figure out what they were going to do. And one person described being thrown up in the air and against a particle board wall like a rag doll, and blood splattering on the wall. I mean, where he had gotten hurt, but survived. And then others doing what you always hear to do, jump in a bathtub and pull the mattress over top of you, and that saved some of the people's lives in that small town. And there's lots of stories like that in Mississippi and other places too as well. All right, let's squeeze in another one. This one is from Ann. Katie, I've never emailed the show, but I just want to give you a high five. Sometimes you make me laugh out loud. Sometimes I think, wow, what in the world is going on in this country? And I like that you interview people of all sorts and their books. In fact, it's made me decide that I need to tell my story and write a book as well. I think you're absolutely right when you say everybody has a story. Everybody does have a story, but it's getting it out, right? It's putting it down. I like it when people have, if it's not a book, you leave a legacy of what happened in the family. You know, who came over, what happened, whatever the footnotes are on who did what and who worked where and what life was like. And I think that's pretty cool to leave to future generations, because then there's always that question like, well, here's some old pictures, somebody dies, and then a great-grandparent dies, and somebody else dies, and you don't know the stories, the connection. So I think a good thing to do is to pull those connections together. That's why I believe ancestry is so big for people who are trying to piece together some part of their heritage, because they know maybe some things, but they don't know a lot, and they've run into an ending that they can't, you know, kind of a dead end, because they don't have people to tell them, well, I heard the story that this happened and that happened, and this is where we lived, and these are the things that happened in our lives. So, yeah, thanks for that. You can send me your thoughts on, like I say, A to Z, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let it flow. Man Cave coming up next. Venus Williams still playing tennis. She had a little bit of a breakthrough.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everybody, just a reminder, I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Wish You Knew. It's still in that update phase. It was supposed to be done months ago, but that's what happens in the whole editing process, speaking of writing books. But it will be updated coming up sooner rather than later. Speaking of updates, I got one for you on the tennis side, just briefly. Think about being 43. I mean, you've really done it all, right? Your sister won a tremendous amount of tournaments, major tournaments, and so have you. In fact, you're a 7-time Grand Slam champion and a 5-time winner of Wimbledon singles, which is amazing. But she's been plagued with all kinds of injuries in her career. 43, that's what she is. She's ranked 697th, Venus Williams, but has decided, you know, she's not quite done yet. So she upset 48th ranked Camilla Giorgio, 7-6, 4-6, 7-6. After more than 3 hours at the warm-up tournament to Wimby, it's called the Birmingham Classic, and it's her first victory over a player in the top 50 in about 4 years. So good for her. I mean, she was out for 6 months. She had a hamstring injury, and she's, you know, had a lot of that in her career. That's been part of what's happened with Venus Williams. She's an incredible player, and has also won a tremendous amount of doubles in her day with her sister, Serena. So we'll see how far the American can go in this tune-up, and then what happens in Wimbledon, right? See what happens there. So this is interesting. I was just reading a story about Chris Paul, who said he was surprised, too, that he was, you know, traded to the Wizards. He found out about that move when he was apparently in a plane way in the sky, 30,000 feet in the air, in fact. He was on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. I happened to catch a clip of that. And, you know, he was dished from the Suns. We have a lot of Suns listeners to this as far as this program's concerned, a lot of people in Arizona, to the Washington Wizards for Bradley Beal. And the trade sends Paul draft picks and others to D.C. for Beal. There's a possibility Washington could move Chris Paul in another trade in the off season. So he shouldn't just pack up just yet. He should just wait and see, you know, what happens, right? And it's interesting because he was actually making the appearance on Good Morning America, not to talk about that. The timing was perfect, but he was discussing his new memoir. It's called Papa Chili. It goes into the life lessons he learned from his late grandfather. And he spent the last three seasons at Phoenix helping them win the Western Conference in 2021. But, you know, this is probably the tail end for him. So they're going to try to get any value. That was the idea, I think, for Phoenix. They're going to try to get any value out of Paul that they could. And maybe Washington does the same thing. That's the biz. That's what happens. I can't tell you how many times in my career guys that I knew in all of the different sports would talk to me about that and would say, yeah, I could tell they were feeling that they really liked where they were and knew that, you know, other things were happening in the background and who knows if they would be long for the world of the teammates that they enjoyed and where they were. He's enjoying his teammates. Packers quarterback Jordan Love decided he was going to talk about this because, of course, he was asked about that. You know, you start to get closer to training camp and you're doing these mini camps and the reporters ask all kinds of questions that come up. And there's a big rivalry, obviously, always has been, between the Packers and the Bears. The Packers are 0-2 so far in the offseason. That's what's being discussed. So Jordan Love, is he going to be the guy to help the Packers stay ahead in the rivalry on the field this season? His Father's Day message to Bears fans on Sunday didn't really sit well. He said, "Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Go Pack, go." He was being tongue-in-cheek, wasn't he? Or is he trying to incite the rivalry in the off-season? So he did. He recorded it. He put it out there in the Twittersphere. And he did say, you know, "Thank you, Bears fans, for all the Father's Day wishes." So he did. They were going after him, too. But that, I'm sure, is what people are going to discuss. And he's interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch him, I think, this year, because now there's obviously there's no Aaron Rodgers, who's now with the Jets. And with him leaving Green Bay for the Jets, it's a brand new day. It's the Love era. And, you know, can he be the guy? Will he be the next one to step into those shoes and really make it happen? Just for grins, I looked this up. The Bears are going to host the Packers at Soldier Field September 10th to start the 23 NFL season. Can you believe that we're almost at the point where we're going to be talking about training camps? So close. So close already. Because here we are in summer. You know, we got a couple of weeks, not even a couple of weeks left in June, and then we're into July, and then forget it. Then we are in the thick of it, as I like to say, because that's what it feels like. It's just a slide, right? You're just sliding right into it, just right into it. All right, a couple of other things worth mentioning here, including the fact that because of where we are in the season in Major League Baseball, Joey Votto, who feels right at home, hit a homer, and a go-ahead two-run single in his returns to the Reds lineup after a 10-month absence that followed surgery. So he helped Cincinnati extend its longest winning streak in a decade to 9, which is exciting for the fans, with a 5-4 win over the Rockies on Monday night. So the faithful Red were all out. Botto said, "It's been a long time coming. Ever since I watched them put it on each other, I was thinking about how badly I wanted that moment. I wanted this to happen." So Cincinnati took over the NL Central lead for the first time since early April. They moved a half game ahead of Milwaukee. The Reds are on their longest winning streak since taking 10 in a row back in 2012. There is the real energy there, and even Votto says he feels that 10 months is a long time. He had surgery on his left biceps and rotator cuff. And, of course, he's a superstar player, and the fans love him. And when you lose a player for a long time and you know you want him in that lineup, it was pretty exciting. I mean, now, Votto's 39, but he still is that fan favorite without a doubt. So that was a big deal. It was a big deal when he made his spring training debut, too. There's so much history, deep history, when it comes to Cincinnati Reds. You think of some of the players that came in through that system in the last just handful of decades. Besides that, the Cardinals rallied past the Nationals 8-6 by back-to-back homers, and that was a big one because they're 30-43 on the season. Boy, the Royals have struggled, but the Tigers haven't as much. The Tigers beat the Royals 6-4. The Marlins smashed the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are a great team, too. 11-0. Another blanker. The Cubs beat the Pirates 8-0. The Cubs have been surging lately, so they're starting to kind of turn things around and get better bounces. The Red Sox beat the Twins 9-3. And the Diamondbacks knocked off the Brewers 9-1. How about that? You have these wild games. Same thing with the Mets. They got so many runs. 11-1 over the World Series winner, the Astros. So they picked up their 34th win on the season. And a hot, hot team in the Texas Rangers beat the White Sox 5-2. They've even tweaked their lineup a bit, but they got 45 wins on the season. So good for them. Shout out to the crew, including Jeremy. Excellent work on the technicals. People dream big and then multiply it. Make it count.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.